So now, tell us the governor. This was the big hit.
That was the final hit. Yes.
The final. This was your final caper.
Yes.
Now, did you feel that you needed to stop because the police were getting close? Tell us about how the police would come to you because they were questioning you, right?
It was funny because at the time I was working for Rivers and Lakes, which is a division of the Dane County Parks. It was a division of the park system, and I was working on a seaweed barge, and. You can only imagine.
At 19 or 20,
that's
what better
right.
place
you're
would you?
You're hungover, you're on a seaweed barge, you're taking a pitchfork into the shoreline, and you're spiking dead carp, and boy, it's just fun, you know? And out of the bushes would come, this detective who was assigned to the case, and
hold that thought. I want to find out how that went. We'll come back. This is
sure.
We're with the Chicken Phantom. This is News Radio 1310 WIBA. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so thrilled to have in the studio the Chicken Phantom himself, Ken Kissinger. If you want to ask him a question, 281-1310 outside the Madison area, 877-235-1310. You may remember this. Now, again, if you haven't heard the beginning, just in quick review, 40-some years ago, the summer of 1661, Ken, having been a graduate of West High in 60, with 8 or 10 other friends, you were the constant, would, you know, for whatever reason, they'd be bored on the weekend, or they would get live chickens, steal them from this coop, and then throw them into the homes of local celebrities or friends or whatever. We're going to get to the caper with the governor's mansion in Gaylord Nelson in a minute. But after this happened several times, Ken, the police were onto it. It was in the paper. How did they get onto you, and who was it, and tell us about that?
Well, I'm not sure how it had to get. They had to get on to me by word of mouth somehow, because of course I have a large mouth, and I wasn't trying to hide it. I wasn't doing it. I don't think any of us were doing this maliciously. We didn't want harm to fall on the chickens. We just wanted to have some fun, and usually we're kind of filled with libation when we did this. But at any rate, for whatever reason, a detective was assigned to the case, and it was kind of funny, or got to be kind of funny, because...
And his name,
his name was Detective Stanley Davenport.
Okay.
And I think he's deceased now, but he would appear when I had my summer job. We were on Rivers Lakes,
right.
And I went through that, and he'd just come at the most unusual times and kind of burst right through a bush, you know, and start interrogating me and ask me where I'd been and what bars was I at on Friday night last week, and what car do you drive? Just questions like that. And,
sure.
And...
You played innocent as can be.
Well, I played innocent, but he never really got to the point very well either. He didn't really come right out and accuse me of stealing chickens, I don't think.
Okay.
However, another police person did, and that would be the Shorewood police sheriff at that time, or police chief, I guess he was called, Glenn Fisher, who's deceased now. And Glenn did... interrogate actually a friend of mine who I won't mention because he's the one
uptight about this.
But we were called into the Shorewood Police Station because a copycat chicken stealer.
No!
Yes.
A dreaded copycat!
And I'll tell you.
Oh, the nerve!
Anybody that's been around Madison for any length of time will know this name. His name was Cully Schlicht, and he's deceased. Cully Schlicht was a great guy. He got caught with chickens in his car, and he tried to almost plead. Well, there was no such thing as plea bargain.
He was a copycat,
but
Chicken Phantom.
Exactly, and he coughed me up like a hairball.
Kissinger.
Yes, and this other friend. And so we were interrogated by the Shorewood police, I can remember him saying, if it's the last thing I do, I know you're the Chicken Phantom, and if it's the last thing I do, I'll prove it. And so he got a chicken in his car about 2 weeks after that. He couldn't get in his house, but he dropped one in his car. That went on.
So you dodged that bullet.
Yes.
Now, I was just saying, before the break, it reminds me of Catch Me If You Can, the movie that's out now with Tom Hanks as the cop, and then Leonardo DiCaprio, of course, was the con man. But now we have this big hit. You had gone along and done these capers. The police are on to you. You've been questioned. You're starting to probably feel some... You're nervous at this point. Are you starting to get a little paranoid? Because obviously you don't want to get arrested for this because it could have... You're going to go to college.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right. Yes. We were getting a little nervous. I really didn't want to get go on with it much further. Plus, you know, how many chickens can you take? This poor farmer, my God, we've taken
probably
100 chickens.
100 chickens.
Yeah, probably.
How many capers were there?
Many.
Dozens?
I don't know. I would say probably dozens.
Dozens of capers.
Probably more than a dozen and less than two dozen, probably.